And I can't take you in, but it goes all the way back here and to the other side of the street. And these have already been on a prior renovation constructed as single rooms or double rooms where they could be finished in that sense. And then this whole complex. I mean, when you get up on the top, it's wonderful. You see out all over Quedlinburg, all the towers.
So what's in them now?
There's, most of it is just empty. And there's this butcher's store that you saw, and there's a florist. And otherwise, it's just standing here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why did they make it into single rooms, you know?
Well, there was a project that was going to be done with a sort of a hotel, and then it got stopped. I mean, there are lots of projects here where the money's just run out. But a whole lot of work has actually been done here in this wing, anyway.
And it looks kind of like, I'm hopeful, it might be an elevator.
No. It's not an elevator, but it's not that many floors.
Uh-huh.
Or there might be an elevator installed. I mean, you know, if it's redone, things like that could be done. And
we just came off of a trapping house. It was unbelievable in the block. It was like going up five floors and
old spiral staircases.
It makes everything else kind of easy from here.
Well, what we have going on right now is there is another university group from Cottbus, which is in Brandenburg, a special program for a master's program in UNESCO World Cultural Heritage Studies. Mm-hmm. And the architectural department of that university is interested in carrying out the restoration of a place for students to live and study. Mm-hmm. And they've worked out a whole project for what this could be.
That's nice.
Yeah. And you know, if we were to do something here, we would really hope that we could bring in as many people as possible so that it would really just be an international center. And these are students from all over the world, from Africa, Asia, from Russia, and they're all already at the graduate level, and they're doing a special program of how to be museum managers, city renovators and such. And we have so much going on here. And we are also a World Cultural Center here, that there are lots of projects that they could do here that they can't do in Cottbus. Mm-hmm. I mean, Cottbus is a nice restored city, but there are not that many possibilities in this area. So we have a whole bunch of students coming in from Cottbus on the 1st of June that are going to do a three-month project on city renovation in Quedlinburg. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we've been cultivating Cottbus now for about 3 years, and they're very nice students that come. Yeah. So this would be one possibility, and it couldn't be closer to the center.